The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ramadan Mubarak to all our listeners this morning. We have Imam Saeed out of Ohio. He is going to read our Quran, alhamdulillah, this morning. Assalamu alaikum, brother Imam.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. You can just get started whenever you want, inshallah.
Yes. Dear beloved listening audience, we will begin our reading with Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, and that is Ayat 2, 53. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Those messengers we endowed with gifts, some above others. To one of them Allah spoke, others He raised to degrees of honor. To Jesus, the son of Mary, we gave clear signs and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit. If Allah had so willed, succeeding generations would not have fought among each other after clear signs had come to them. But they chose to wrangle, some believing and others rejecting. If Allah had so willed, they would not have fought each other, but Allah fulfilleth His plan. O ye who believe, spend out of the bounties we have provided for you before the day comes when no bargaining will avail, nor friendship, nor intercession. Those who reject faith, they are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the self-sustaining, eternal. No slumber can seize Him, nor sleep. His are the all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there that can intercede in His presence except as He permitteth? He knoweth what appeareth to His creatures, as before or after or behind them, nor shall they compass aught of His knowledge except as He willeth. His throne doeth extend over the heavens and the earth, and He feedeth no, and He filleth no fatigue in guarding the, and preserving him, them. For He is Most High, the Supreme in glory. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah hath grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks, and Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Allah is the protector of those who have faith. From the depths of darkness, He will lead them forth into light. Of those who reject faith and patrons are the evil ones. From light, they will lead them forth into the depths of darkness. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. Hast thou not turned thy vision to one who disputes with Abraham about his Lord? Because Allah had granted him power. Abraham said, My Lord is He who giveth life and death. He said, I give life and death, said Abraham, but it is Allah that causes the sun to rise from the east. Do thou then cause him to rise from the west? Thus was he confounded, who in arrogance rejected faith, nor doeth Allah give guidance to a people unjust. Or take the similitude of one who passed by a hamlet, all in ruins to its roof. He said, Oh, how shall Allah bring it ever to life after this is death? But Allah causes him to die for 100 years, then raise him up again. He said, How long did thou tarry? Thus he said, Perhaps a day or part of a day. He said, Nay, thou hast tarried thus 100 years, but look at thy food and thy drink. They show no signs of age, and look at thy donkey, and that we may make of thee a sign unto the people. Look further at the bones, how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh. When this was shown clearly to him, he said, I know that Allah hath power over all things. Behold, Abraham said, My Lord, show me how thou give life to the dead. He said, Doest thou not then believe? He said, Yea, but to satisfy my own understanding, he said, Take 4 birds, tame them to turn to thee. Put a portion of them on every hill, and call to them. They will come to thee flying with speed. Then know that Allah is exalted in power, wise. The parable of those who spend their substance in the way of Allah is that of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear have 100 grains. Allah giveth manifold increase to whom He pleases, And Allah careth for all, and he knoweth all things. Those who spend their substance in the cause of Allah and follow not up their gifts with reminder of their generosity or with injury, for them their reward is with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Kind words and covering of faults are better than charity, followed by injury. Allah is free of all wants, and he is most forbearing. O ye who believe, cancel not your charity by reminder of your generosity or by injury. Like those who spend their substance to be seen of men, but believe neither in Allah nor in the last day. They are in a parable like a hard, barren rock on which is little soil. On it falls heavy rain, which leaves it just a bare stone. They will be able to do nothing with all that they have earned. And Allah guideth not those who reject faith. And the likeness of those who spend their substance seeking the pleasure of Allah, seeking to please Allah and to strengthen their souls, is as a garden, high and fertile. Heavy rain falls on it, but makes it yield a double increase of harvest. And if it receives not heavy rain, little moisture sufficeth. Allah seeth well whatever ye do. Does any of you wish that he should have a garden with date palms and vines and streams flowing underneath and all kinds of fruit while he is stricken with old age and his children are not strong enough to look after themselves, that it should be caught in a whirlwind with fire therein and be burnt up? Thus do Allah make clear to you his signs that ye may consider. O ye who believe, give the good things which we have honorably earned and of the fruits of the earth which we have produced for you, and do not even aim at getting anything which is bad, in order that out of it ye may give away something, when ye yourselves would not receive it except with closed eyes. And know that Allah is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. The evil ones threaten you with poverty and bid you to conduct unseemly. Allah promised you his forgiveness and bounties, and Allah careth for all, and he knoweth all things. He granteth wisdom to whom he pleases, and he to whom wisdom is granted receiveth indeed a benefit overflowing. But none will grasp the message but men of understanding. And whatever ye spend in charity or devotion, be sure Allah knows it all. But the wrongdoers have no helpers. If ye disclose acts of charity, even so it is well. But if ye conceal them and make them reach those really in need, that is best for you. It will remove from you some of your stains of evil, and Allah is well acquainted with what ye do. It is not required of thee, O Messenger, to set them on the right path, but Allah sets on the right path whom he pleases. Whatever of a good ye give benefits your own soul, and ye shall only do so seeking the faith of Allah. Whatever good ye give shall be rendered back to you, and ye shall not be dealt and you shall not be dealt with unjustly. Charity is for those in need, who in a lost cause are restricted from travel and cannot move about in the land, seeking for trade or work. The ignorant man thinks, because of their modesty, that they are free from want. Thou shalt know them by their unfailing mark. They beg not importantly from all and sundry. And whatever of good ye give, be assured Allah knoweth it well. Those who in charity spend of their goods by night and by day, in secret and in public, have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those who devour usury will not stand, except as stand one whom the evil ones, by his touch, have driven to madness. That is because they say trade is like usury, but Allah hath permitted trade and forbidden usury. Those who after receiving direction from their Lord desist shall be pardoned for the past. Their case is for Allah to judge, but those who repeat the offense are companions of the fire. They will abide therein forever. Allah will deprive usury of all blessing, but will give increase for deeds of charity, for he loveth not creatures ungrateful and wicked. Those who believe and do deeds of righteousness and establish regular prayers and regular charity will have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. O ye who believe, fear Allah and give up what remains of your demand for usury, if ye are indeed believers. If ye do it not, take notice of war from Allah and his messenger. But if ye turn back, ye shall have your capital sums. Deal not unjustly, and ye shall not be dealt with unjustly. If the debtor is in a difficulty, grant him time till it is easy for him to repay. But if ye remit it by way of charity, that is best for you if ye only knew. And fear the day when ye shall be brought back to Allah. Then shall every soul be paid what it earned, and none shall be dealt with unjustly. Going to section 39. O ye who believe, when ye deal with us each other in transactions involving future obligations in a fixed period of time, reduce them to writing. Let a scribe write down faithfully as between the parties. Let not the scribe refuse to write as Allah has taught him. So let him write. Let him who incurs the liability dictate. But let him fear his Lord, Allah, and not diminish aught of what he owes. If the party liable is mentally deficient or weak or unable himself to dictate, let his guardian dictate faithfully, and get two witnesses out of your own men. And if there are not two men, then a man and two women, such as ye choose, for witnesses, so that if one of them errs, the other can remind her. The witnesses should not refuse when they are called on for evidence. Disdain not to reduce to writing your contract for a future period, whether it be small or big. It is juster in the sight of Allah, more suitable as evidence, and more convenient to prevent doubts among yourselves. But if it be a transaction which ye carry out on the spot among yourselves, there is no blame on you if ye reduce it not to writing. But take witness whenever ye make a commercial contract, and let neither scribe nor witness suffer harm. If ye do such harm, it will be wickedness in you. So fear Allah, for it is Allah that teaches you, and Allah is well acquainted with all things. If ye are on a journey and cannot find a scribe, a pledge with possession may serve the purpose. And if one of you deposit a thing on trust with another, let the trustee faithfully discharge his trust, and let him fear his Lord. Conceal not evidence, for whoever conceals it, his heart is tainted with sin, and Allah knoweth all that ye do. Section 40. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and on earth, whether ye show what is in your mind or conceal it. Allah calleth you to account for it. For he forgiveth whom he pleases and punishes whom he pleases. For Allah hath power over all things. The messenger believeth in what hath been revealed to him from his Lord, as do the men of faith. Each one of them believeth in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. He makes no distinction, they say, between one and another of his messengers, and they say, we hear and we obey. We seek our forgiveness, our Lord, and to thee is the end of all journeys. On no soul do Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. It gets every good that it earns, and it suffers every ill that it earns. Pray, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which thou didst lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Blot out our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. Thou art the protector. Help us against those who stand against faith. We're going to Surah 3, Imran. Alif, Lam, Mim. Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the self-sufficing, eternal. It is He who sent down to thee, step by step, in truth, the book, confirming what went before it. And He sent down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus. Before this, as a guide to mankind, and he sent down the criteria of judgment between right and wrong. Then those who reject faith in the signs of Allah will suffer the severest penalty, and Allah is exalted in might, Lord of retributions. From Allah, verily nothing is hidden on earth or in heaven. He is who shapes you and the womb as he pleases. There is no God but he, the exalted in might, the wise. He it is who has sent down to thee the book. In it are verses basic and fundamental of established meaning. They are the foundation of the book. Others are not of well-established meaning, but those in whose hearts is perversity follow the part thereof that is not of well-established meaning, seeking discord and searching for its hidden meaning. But no one knows its true meaning except Allah and those who are firmly grounded in knowledge. Say, we believe in the book, the whole of it is from our Lord, and none will grasp the meaning, the message, except men of understanding. Our Lord, they say, let not our hearts deviate now after thou hast guided us, but grant us mercy from thine own presence, for thou art the granter of bounties without measure. Our Lord, thou art he that will gather mankind together against a day about which there is no doubt, for Allah never fails in his promise. Those who reject faith, neither their possession nor their numerous progeny will avail them aught against Allah. They are themselves but fuel for the fire. Their plight will be no better than that of the people of Pharaoh and their predecessors. They denied our signs, and Allah called them to account for their sins, for Allah is strict in punishment. Say to those who reject faith, soon will ye be vanquished and gathered together to hell, an evil bed indeed to lie on. There has already been for you a sign in the two armies that met in combat. One was fighting in the cause of Allah, the other resisting Allah. These saw with their own eyes twice their number, but Allah doeth support with his aid whom he pleases. And this is a warning for such as have eyes to see. Fair in the eyes of men is the love of things they covet, women and sons, heaped up hoards of gold and silver, horses branded for blood and excellence, and wealth of cattle and well-tilled land. Such are the possessions of this world's life. But in the nearness to Allah is the best of the gold to return to. Say, shall I give you glad tidings of things far better than those for the righteous are gardens and nearest to their Lord, with rivers flowing beneath therein is their eternal home, with companions pure and holy, and the good pleasure of Allah. For in Allah's sight are all his servants, namely those who say, our Lord, we have indeed believed. Forgive us then our sins and save us from the agony of the fire. Those who show patience, firmness, and self-control, who are true in word and deed, who worship devoutly, who stand in the way of Allah, and who pray for forgiveness in the early hours of the morning. There is no God but He, that is the witness of Allah, His angels, and those endowed with knowledge. Stand firm on justice. There is no God but He, the exalted in power, the wise. The religion before Allah is Islam, submission to His will. Nor did the people of the book dissent therefrom, except through envy of each other, after knowledge had come to them. But if any deny the signs of Allah, Allah is swift in calling to account. So if they dispute with thee, say, I have submitted my whole self to Allah, and so have those who follow me. and say to the people of the book and to those who are unlearned, do ye also submit yourselves? If they do, they are in right guidance. But if they turn back, thou duty is to convey the message, and in Allah's sight are all his servants. Section 3. As to those who deny the signs of Allah and in defiance of right, slay the prophets and slay those who teach just dealings with mankind. Announce to them a grievous penalty. They are those whose works will bear no fruit in this world and in the hereafter, nor will they have anyone to help. Hast thou not turned thy vision to those who have been given a portion of the book? They are invited to the book of Allah to settle their dispute, but a party of them turn back and decline the arbitration. This because they say the fire shall not touch us but for a few number of days, for their forgeries deceive them as to their own religion. But how will they fare when we gather them together against a day about which there is no doubt, and each soul will be paid out just what it has earned, without favor or injustice. Say, O Allah, Lord of power and rule, thou givest power to whom thou please, and thou strippest of power from whom thou pleasest. Thou endowest with honor whom thou pleasest, and thou bringest low whom thou pleasest. And thy hand is all good, verily over all things thou hast power. Thou causest night to gain on the day, and thou causest day to gain on the night. Thou bringest the living out of the dead, and thou bringest the dead out of the living. And thou givest sustenance to whom thou pleasest without measure. Let not the believers take for friends or helpers unbelievers rather than believers. If any do that, in nothing will there be help from Allah, except by way of precaution, that ye may guard yourselves from them. But Allah causes you to remember himself, for the final goal is to Allah. Say, whether ye hide what is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah knoweth all, and Allah knoweth it all. He knoweth what is in the heavens and what is on earth, and Allah hath power over all things. On the day when every soul will be confronted with all the good it has done and all the evil it has done, it will wish there were a great distance between it and its evil. But Allah cautions you to remember himself, and Allah is full of kindness to those that serve him. Section 4. Say, if you do love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Say, obey Allah and his messengers, but if they turn back, Allah loveth not those who reject faith. Allah did choose Adam and Noah, the family of Abraham, and the family of Imran above all people, offspring one of the other, and Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Behold, a woman of Imran said, O my Lord, I do dedicate unto thee what is in my womb, for thy special service. So accept this of me, for thou hearest and knowest all things. When she was delivered, she said, O my Lord, behold, I am delivered of a female child, and Allah knew best what she brought forth, and no wise is the male like the female. I have named her Mary, and I commend her and her offspring to thy protection from the evil one, the rejected. Right graciously did her Lord accept her. He made her grow in purity and beauty to the care of Zechariah, was she assigned. Every time that he entered her chamber to see her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Mary, whence come this to you? She said, from Allah, for Allah provides sustenance to whom he pleases without measure. There did Zechariah pray to his Lord, saying, O my Lord, grant unto me from thy own progeny that is pure for thou art he that hear prayer. While he was standing in prayer in the chamber, the angel called unto him, Allah doeth give thee glad tidings of Yahya, witnessing the truth of a word from Allah, and be besides noble, chaste, and a prophet of the goodly company of the righteous. He said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son, seeing I am very old and my wife is barren? Thus was the answer, doeth Allah accomplish what he willeth? He said, O my Lord, give me a sign. That sign was the answer shall be that thou shalt speak to no man for 3 days, but with signals. Then celebrate the praise of thy Lord again and again, and glorify him in the evening and in the morning. Behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah have chosen thee and purified thee, chosen thee above the women of all nations. O Mary, worship thy Lord devoutly. Prostrate thyself and bow down in prayer with those who bow down. This is part of the tidings of the things unseen, which we revealed unto thee, O prophet. By inspiration thou was not with them when they cast lots with arrows as to which of them should be charged with the care of Mary, nor was thou with them when they disputed the point. Behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah giveth thee glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, and of the company of those nearest to Allah. We shall speak to the people and child. He shall speak to the people in childhood and in maturity. And he shall be of the company of the righteous. She said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son when no man hath touched me? He said, even so, Allah createth what he willeth. When he hath decreed a plan, he must say to it, be, and it is. And Allah will teach him the book and wisdom, the law and the gospel, and appoint him a messenger to the children of Israel. With this message, I have come to you with signs from your Lord, and that I make for you out of clay, as it were a figure of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by Allah's leave. And I heal those born blind and the lepers, and I quicken the dead by Allah's leave. And I declare to you what ye eat and what ye store in your houses. Surely therein is a sign for you if ye did believe. I have come to you to attest the law which was before me, and to make lawful to you part of what was before forbidden to you. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, so fear Allah and obey me. It is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord. Then worship him. This is a way that is straight. When Jesus found unbelief on their part, he said, who will be my helpers to the work of Allah? Said the disciples, we are Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah. And do thou bear witness that we are Muslim. Our Lord, we believe in what thou hast revealed, and we follow the message. Then write us down among those who bear witness. And the unbelievers plotted and planned, and Allah too planned, and the best of planners is Allah. Behold, Allah said, O Jesus, I will take thee and raise thee to myself and clear thee of the falsehood of those who blaspheme. I will make those who follow thee superior to those who reject faith to the day of resurrection. Then shall ye all return unto me, and I will judge between you of the matters wherein ye dispute. As to those who reject faith, I will punish them with terrible agony in this world and in the hereafter, nor will they have anyone to help. As to those who believe and work righteousness, Allah will pay them in full their reward, but Allah loveth not those who do wrong. This is what we rehearsed unto thee of the signs and the message of wisdom. The similitude of Jesus before Allah is as that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, be, and he was. The truth cometh from thy Lord alone. So be not of those who doubt. If anyone disputes in this matter with thee, now after full knowledge have come to thee, say, come, let us gather together our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then let us earnestly pray and invoke the curse of Allah on those who lie. This is the true account. There is no God except Allah, and Allah, he is indeed the exalted in power, the wise. But if they turn back, Allah have full knowledge of those who do mischief. Section 7 of chapter Imran. Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, that we associate no partners with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. If then they turn back, say ye, bear witness that we at least are Muslims bowing to Allah's will. Ye people of the book, why dispute ye about Abraham when the law and the gospel were not revealed to after him? Have ye no understanding? Ah, ye are those who fell to disputing even in matters of which ye had some knowledge, but why dispute ye in matters of which ye have no knowledge? It is Allah who knoweth, and ye who know not. Abraham was not a Jew, nor yet a Christian, but he was true in faith and vowed his will to Allah's, which is Islam, and he joined not gods with Allah. Without doubt, among men, the nearest of kin to Abraham are those who follow him, as are also this prophet. And those who believe in Allah is the protector of those who have faith. It is the wish of the section of the people of the book to lead you astray, but they shall lead astray not you, but themselves, and they do not perceive. Ye people of the book, why reject ye the signs of Allah, of which ye are yourselves witnesses? Ye people of the book, why do ye clothe truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while ye have knowledge? Section 8. A section of the people of the book say, believe in the morning, what is revealed to the believers, but reject it at the end of the day. Perchance they may themselves turn back. And believe no one unless he follows your religion. Say, true guidance is the guidance of Allah. Fear ye least a revelation be sent to someone else like unto that which was sent unto you, or that those receiving such revelation should engage you in argument before your Lord. Say, all bounties are in the hands of Allah, in the hand of Allah. He granteth them to whom he pleases, and Allah careth for all, and he knoweth all things. For his mercy he specially chooses whom he pleases, for Allah is the Lord of bounty unbounded. Among the people of the book are some who are entrusted with a hoard of gold, will readily pay it back. Others who, if entrusted with a single silver coin, would not repay it unless thou constantly stoodest demanding, because they say, there is no call on us to keep faith with these ignorant pagans. But they tell a lie against Allah, and well they know it. Nay, those that keep their plighted faith and act aright, verily Allah loves those who act aright. As for those who sell the faith they owe to Allah, and they owe their own plighted word for a small price, they shall have no portion in the hereafter, nor will Allah deign to speak to them or look at them on the day of judgment, nor will he cleanse them of sin. They shall have a grievous penalty. There is among them a section who distort the book with their tongue. As they read, you would think it is a part of the book, but it is no part of the book, and they say, that is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. It is they who tell a lie against Allah, and well they know it. It is not possible that a man to whom is given the book and wisdom and the prophet, the prophetic office, should say to people, be ye my worshipers, rather than Allah's. On the contrary, he would say, be ye worshipers of him who is truly the cherisher of all. For ye have taught the book, and ye have studied it earnestly. Nor will he instruct you to take angels and prophets for lords and patrons. What? Would he bid you to unbelief after ye have bowed your will to Allah and Islam? Behold, Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, I give you a book and wisdom. Then comes to you a messenger, confirming what is with you. Do you believe in him and render him help? Allah said, do ye agree and take this my covenant as binding on you? They said, we agree. He said, then bear witness. I am with you among the witnesses. If any turn back after this, they are perverted transgressors. Do they seek for others than the religion of Allah? While all creatures in the heavens and on earth have willingly or unwillingly bowed to his will, accepted Islam, and to him shall they all be brought back. Say, we believe in Allah and in what has been revealed to us and what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and in the books given to Moses, Jesus, and the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between one and another. Among them, and to Allah do we bow our will in Islam. If anyone desires a religion other than Islam, submission to Allah, never will it be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be in the ranks of those who have lost all spiritual good. How shall Allah guide those who reject faith after they accepted it and bore witness that the messenger was true and that clear signs had come unto them? But Allah guideth not a people unjust. Of such the reward is that on them. On such the reward is that on them rests the curse of Allah, of his angels, and of all mankind. In that will they dwell, nor will their penalty be lightened, nor respite be their lot, except for those that repent even after that and make amends, for verily Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. But those who reject faith after they accepted it and then go on adding to their defiance with faith, never will their repentance be accepted, for they are those who have of set purpose gone astray. As to those who reject faith and die rejecting, never will be accepted from any such as much gold as the earth contains, though they should offer it for ransom. For such is in store a penalty grievous, and they will find no helpers. By no means shall ye attain righteousness unless ye give freely of that which ye love. And whatever ye give of truth, Allah knoweth it well. Surely Allah speaks the truth. So, dear beloved believers, that completes the third 30th of the Quran for today.
We appreciate you, Brother Imam, for taking the time and reading the Al-Quran. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. We're at the almost the top of the hour here. It is 6:55 Central Standard Time, 7:55 Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to have to get off so that the next person can come on at 7 a.m. So, I mean, you could just leave some words if you want. We have about 3 minutes, inshallah.
Okay, thank you, sister. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
First, I would like to thank you, sister, for facilitating this opportunity for us to read the Quran to the believers. I would like to also thank our secretary here in Cleveland, Ohio, at Masjid Bilal, that is Kareem Hassan, for asking some of the believers to participate. And I would also like to the believers to keep in mind that there are many believers who are unable to be able to read the Quran for many reasons, that this opportunity that you have given them is an opportunity for them to keep up with their reading and the listening of the Quran. And lastly, sister, I would like to read just a paragraph from the Ramadan, a book by Imam W.D. Muhammad, Meaning, Blessing, and Celebration of Ramadan. And then that would conclude my stay.
Okay.
The imam says, the great benefit of fasting is the development of self-mastery. It is hard for us to make ourselves do what we know is good for ourselves and others because we are weak. Prayer, right thinking, and fasting helps us to overcome this weakness. So with that, dear beloved sister and the radio audience, I thank you for having me on. As many times as I come before the believers, it seemed like today I was very nervous, so I ask forgiveness for any mistakes that I may have made.
I thank you so much, Brother Man. We really appreciate you taking the time again. I'd like to say to all the believers, Ramadan Mubarak, and inshallah, we have the next person that's up. Today is Wednesday. So we have Sister, let me make sure here I have this. I don't even have it on my schedule here. But anyway, I am getting off so the sister can come on, inshallah. And Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. Assalamu alaikum. Stay tuned for the next
video. Walaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.